Sign Your Name by the great Terrence Trent D'Arby. He's great. Triple Play Thursday. Our good friend Miles, Jen Bosworth's husband, requested the Terrence Trent D'Arby. And so he gets it. Hey, it's Nick DiGilio here. We are here until 5 o'clock, and you'll hear the opening bell with Steve Grzanich at 5 o'clock. And then after that, at 6 o'clock, you got your morning drive with the great Steve Cochran. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Follow us on Twitter at Nick D Show. But the best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Nick D Show. Dan, should we do the theme and then you bring in the cards?
It's Nick D Celebrity Name Game. These are their claim to fame. We know it's early, but that's okay. It's gonna be fun. Let's start and play.
Yeah. Celebrity Name Game, everybody. Thank you, Dan. All right. So Celebrity Name Game is you know, it's a great game show that's hosted by Craig Fergie Ferguson. Craigie Ferg, as he's known on Twitter. If you want to follow him, it's at Craigie Ferg. It's a fun game where we, Esmeralda and I, give each other clues on famous people, and then we try to guess what they are. The first set of clues that we give have a theme, and then the second set is could be anything at all, as Craigie says. So for the first set, you get 45 seconds to give the clues. In the second set, you get 75 seconds to get the clues. Dan will keep time and keep score. So, all right. Are you ready, Esmeralda?
Yes.
Who should give first? I think that. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Go ahead, Dan.
Start with Esmeralda. Ladies first.
Okay, ladies first. All right. Esmeralda will be giving me clues. 45 seconds on the clock. All right.
The city that never sleeps. New York, people, and things.
All right. That's the theme. Right. New York, people, and things. Okay. Dan, let us know when it's ready.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
It's a fruit named
apple.
After New York City. But
the
what
big
do they
apple.
Call it? The thing in the middle, and it's got all
Times
the lights.
Times Square?
Yeah. All this, he's our president.
Donald Trump.
Yeah. I want my...
MTV.
Yes.
What?
You talking to me? You talking to me?
Taxi Driver?
No, but who's that guy?
Robert De Niro.
Yes. This is the show. John Stewart used to do it on Comedy
The Daily
Central.
Show.
Yes. I hate him. He's he does the Tonight Show.
10 seconds.
Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah. This is with all the ladies, and they wore fancy high heels, and they all had a lot of sex all the time. That show.
Oh, Sex and the City.
Yes.
Did I get it?
Well, she said sex, so.
Oh, you said sex. Yeah, so you can't.
Darn.
You know, so, no. Was there anything else on the card?
Rockefeller Center.
Yeah.
And Kerry Washington, which you wouldn't have gotten because the last time you didn't get it.
All you got to say is hot.
What? Mm-hmm. I'll have to remember that for next time.
All right. All right. So what are they? How many did I get?
Seven.
Seven. All right. Not bad. Not bad. Okay, hold on a minute. All right, here we go. Okay, are we ready? I'm going to give you clues now, Esmeralda. Are
yes.
you ready? Some good blood, some bad blood. Taylor Swift connections.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Taylor Swift connections. All right.
3, 2, 1.
Her dad said, sang Achy Breaky Heart. She sticks her tongue out all
Miley
the time.
Miley Cyrus.
Oh, boy. She dated Bieber, I think.
Oh, Selena Gomez.
Okay. She was married to that Russell Brand idiot.
Oh, I can't.
Fireworks. Carry. Okay. He slept with everybody.
John Mayer.
Yeah, that's right. She's got a massive butt, and she sings Monster.
Nicki Minaj.
Right. She's the star of Girls, creator of Girls.
Lena Dunham.
Right. She's awesome. She was in... the Hunger Games movies. She was in Joy.
Oh, Jennifer Lawrence.
Right. The son of Ozzy.
10 seconds.
Oh. I'm sorry. The daughter of Ozzy.
Oh. Oh my gosh, I can't remember her name right now.
All right. We'll move on.
Move on.
Baby, hit me one more time.
Oh.
Okay. It's Kelly Osbourne.
Kelly Osbourne. I could see her in my head.
And then Harry Styles was the last. What's this connection with Taylor Swift?
They dated.
Yeah. Come on. Are you serious? How many people has she dated?
Like a bunch.
I can't believe she dated Hiddleston. That's just, to me, I just don't even understand that.
That was a publicity stunt. Well, at least on
okay,
his
Illuminati. What?
Oh, come on. It totally was. He totally just wanted to get more famous.
Also, by the way, what?
Yeah.
He's Loki, man. He doesn't need her.
Yeah, but she's more mainstream.
Get out of here. He's Loki.
Yeah, he's amongst the nerds. He's popular.
Oh, see, you hear what she's calling us, Dan?
I don't think she's wrong.
All right, fine. By the way, outstanding Robert De Niro impression. I closed my eyes. I thought De Niro was in the room with me.
I kind of was doing that face thing he does.
It was. You looked exactly like him too. It was shocking. All right. How many did I get?
Seven. We are tied.
Tied. Oh. Mm-hmm. All right. So now the final round card. And this could be anything. 75 seconds on the clock, so it could be anything. Whenever you're ready, Dan.
3, 2, 1.
Here's looking at you, kid.
Casablanca?
Yes. She was. She's in The Professional. She's. She's in Jackie.
Oh. Natalie Portman.
Yes. Oh, I cook a lot, and I'm dead.
Julia Child.
Yeah. This is a toy, and it was little army toy man.
G.I. Joe.
Yes. He was in Gattaca.
Ethan Hawke.
No, the other one.
He?
Yeah.
Oh, Jude Law?
Yes.
You went to Gattaca?
Yes, I went
okay,
to Gattaca.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
This band, they welcome you to the jungle.
Guns N' Roses.
She had a diary, and she's British.
Anne Frank.
No, and she's British. She has
Bridget Jones.
Yes. This is Georgia football team.
Atlanta Falcons.
Yes. They got those dancing bears, and they're jam band. And the dude, he's got the
Russian circus?
No, the band.
10 seconds.
The band with the dancing. They got the tie-dye dancing bears.
I don't. Oh, Grateful Dead.
Yeah. And then this is a TV show in the 90s with, they were in California.
That's going to narrow it down. What was it?
Beverly Hills, 90210.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. How many we get on that?
8 for a total of 15.
Ooh, total of 15. Mm-hmm. Okay. By the way, you're Julia Child.
Did you like it? Oh, and I'm dead.
Yeah. You're Julia Child, almost as good as your Robert De Niro. All
I'm
right.
A lady of many
voices. This could be anything. Anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, whenever we're ready, 75 seconds.
3, 2, 1.
One of the hottest toys a few years ago for
Kirby.
Christmas. No, if you touch it, he laughs.
Tegel Miyama.
Right. He's a germaphobe. He's a comedian. He used to put a rubber glove on his face. He's on America's Got Talent.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I can't remember.
Okay. He hosts a late night show. He's not Fallon. He's the other one.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Right. This is where you take pictures. You put them on the internet.
Selfies.
No. It's an app. It's
Instagram.
Yes. God. He's the documentary fat guy lived in Flint. He made.
Oh, Michael Moore.
Right. Ken and
Barbie.
The famous gangster from Chicago.
Al Capone.
Yep. He was a football player. He was on the show with Kelly in the morning.
Oh, Michael Strahan.
Right. It's the birth sign if you are
Aries.
No.
Cancer.
If you were born in
Gemini.
October and November.
Scorpio.
Right. I have fangs, I have a cape,
vampire.
I will bite you. Which vampire?
Dracula.
There you go.
Oh, and the other one, Howie.
Oh, yeah.
Howie.
What's the opposite of a girl?
Howie boy.
An adult boy.
Howie man. Dell.
Bravo.
Wow, good, huh? All 10.
Ooh, woo.
How about that? All right.
You almost.
Almost what?
You almost didn't give me that last one.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I almost didn't give you.
Sabotaging.
I forgot about it. What do you want me to say?
Sabotaging my points.
Saboteur.
Okay. What the hell is going on now? All right, what's the total for me? For Esmeralda?
Well, technically, you could also count it for you. With the 10, she is taking the lead 17 to 15.
This is fixed.
Yeah, by you not giving me that answer.
You got it. What are you complaining about?
Because I remembered.
All right. All right, we have to break for weather and traffic, and then we'll come back for round two of Celebrity Name Game.
It's like quiz show.
And maybe some more incredible impressions from Esmeralda Leon. Oh, I cook a lot, and I'm dead.
Well, what else? Come on.
It's Nick D, Celebrity Name Game. These are their claim to fame. We know it's early, but that's okay. It's gonna be fun, let's start and play.
Yeah, man. We are back, Jack. I don't know why I was laughing.
Why are you laughing so hard?
I have no idea. I had a friend in high school who called everybody Jack.
What?
Yeah, he was, hey, what's going on, Jack?
Oh, okay. I thought that was his name.
No. He would just call people. That was like, hey, how you doing, Jack?
Right.
Yeah. Because, you know, it was so popular in the late 70s, early 80s to call people Jack. It wasn't. So, anyway. All right, we're back, Jack. 312-981-7200, but we're not taking any calls, so I don't know why I gave out the number. We're in the middle of Celebrity Name Game. Esmeralda is up 17-15. Is that correct, Dan?
That is correct.
All right, and now we are in the new round. Should Esmeralda go again first? Is that how we
Yeah.
All right, Esmeralda, what is the theme?
Red, white, and blue, famous American icons.
Famous American icons. Red, white, and blue. Okay.
All right.
45 seconds.
3, 2, 1.
He was an author. He wrote Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry
Mark Twain.
Yeah. He was on the moon.
Neil Armstrong.
Yes. Wife of the first president.
Martha Washington.
Yes. He's named that sandwich that you eat at breakfast. Or it's not a sandwich, but it's got the Egg McMuffin. And it's got the egg and then the sauce on top, and it's a poached egg.
Eggs Benedict?
Yeah, right. The dude. The guy's
Benedict
named after.
Arnold?
Yes.
What? Okay, go.
This guy's Scientology.
What?
Scientology.
Tom Cruise?
No.
Ron Hubbard.
Yes. he's a wrestler. Oh, brother.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
No, the other guy.
Hulk Hogan. Yeah. Like they're going to have Macho Man on these cards. First of all, wait, hold on a second.
And you also think famous American icons.
Yeah, oh, that's true. That's true. Hulk Hogan. Wait a minute. Eggs Benedict was named after Benedict Arnold. Is that
probably
right?
Probably not, but still.
Well, what the hell are you talking about?
But you would have gone Benedict, you would have said Eggs Benedict, yeah. Like I said, the guy.
Yeah, but you said the guy that it's named after. That I was like, who the hell is, what? Okay, that was very strange.
Well, I would think he would go straight to
No, Benedict not when you say Arnold. It's named after him. I'm not going to go, oh.
Eggs Benedict. Benedict Arnold. You're going to be like, oh.
That's an alternate fact.
Monsieur Croak. That's
definitely an alternate fact.
Croak Madame. Like, what are you?
All right. What the hell happened
Egg
there?
Egg McMuffin. Dude? Mayor McChee. Like, what?
I don't know. You Egg said Benedict. Egg McMuffin.
According to Wikipedia, Commodore E.C. Benedict created
See?
Eggs Benedict.
Benedict Arnold.
How?
And it would be named after his first name, too.
How sore would you have been if it was E.C. Benedict?
If that was the clue?
Yes.
He's not American. So.
You could have been all American. All right.
I still think you did Randy Savage instead of Hulk Hogan. But you did say brother, so I should have known. Yeah.
Jeez.
All right. Oh, sorry.
And then I even flexed.
I'm sorry. Frank Caliendo, I forgot what a master impressionist you are. All right, what's
five
going?
There? So new total for you is 20.
Okay.
You missed my. There's Jimi Hendrix, Helen Keller.
Okay.
I may have gone wah wah. Remember that in the movie?
Yes.
It's the only thing I remember from that movie.
Okay. Are we ready?
Yes.
All right. Your is Buzz In, which is celebrities who have appeared on Jeopardy.
Oof,
celebrities okay. who have appeared on Jeopardy. Okay.
3, 2, 1.
I used to host that show with Kelly.
Regis Philbin.
She hosted a daytime show. Used to call everybody cutie patooties, and she would shoot
Rosie
stuff.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Football. You're not going to get this. Football announcer on Monday Night Football. His first name is like Mr. Bundy on the
Al.
Okay. And the last name is Blank Jackson.
Albo.
Blank Jackson. Jackson, the king of pop. What's his
Al
first name?
Al Michaels.
Right.
That awful
Oh, my God. Beautiful African-American comedian. And she was on Friends. She was Ross's.
Okay.
The host of Wheel of Fortune.
Time.
It's Pat Sajak. Aisha Tyler.
Aisha. I was thinking Ty.
Okay. That was not good.
No.
that was not good.
It was good for you because it ties it up at 20.
Oh.
Okay.
Al Michaels had that show, that sports machine show on Sundays on NBC.
I just know that he was Monday Night. He's Monday Night Football. That's when I know him.
No, but he did that because I hated it because I'd get so mad when it was on. So be like,
Dave Bennett lets us know that was George Michaels.
Yeah, George, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, he didn't do the...
whatever, I despise
Al Michaels was he's Monday Night Football. He still does Monday Night Football, doesn't he?
No, he does Sunday Night Football.
Oh, Sunday Night. Okay. All right. What do we got here?
We're tied at 20.
Okay, now we're doing the final round.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 75 seconds.
3, 2, 1.
He's a brother. Oh, he's playing Trump on SNL.
Alec Baldwin.
Yes. They got a bunch of dogs, a lot of them, and they're black and white, and it's a cartoon.
101 Dalmatians.
she's got the teeth, and she is in my best friend's wedding.
Julia Roberts.
She's got a lot of teeth. This is with the magic, and he's got the lightning bolt on his forehead.
Harry Potter.
Yeah. We were just talking about him with Paul Abdul, and he's judgy.
Randy,
real judgy.
Randy.
The other one. The mean
Simon
one.
Simon Cowell.
Yes. She's in, she sings, she's on The Voice, blonde hair.
Gwen Stefani?
No, the other one. She sings, Genie in a Bottle.
Oh, it's Christina Aguilera.
Yes. This is, again, fruit, but it's also a computer.
Apple.
And, you just said her, she's on The Voice.
Her. Gwen Stefani.
Yes. This is our last president.
Barack Obama.
Yeah, and then this is the country above us.
Canada?
Yes.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Wow, all right.
You now have a score of 30, and if we're going to squeeze in the last round, we got to start pretty quick.
All right, let's do it. And this could be anything. Here we go. All right, whenever you're ready.
Go ahead.
I just mentioned him. He was in Flirting with Disaster. He had he's the son of the oh jeez. he was in Tropic Thunder. He wrote and directed Tropic Thunder.
Robert Downey Jr.
No. He was wrote director. He was the star of it.
Ben Stiller.
Right. Finding this
Nemo.
Fish. Right. The baseball team. Oh man. The baseball. All right. Let's move. She was royalty in England and
Princess
died in a car
Diana.
Crash. Yeah.
Queen
oh my God, this show rules. Lauren Graham and Alexis Bledel. Okay. Let's see. Neo, and he's in the
The Matrix.
Right. The movie with Johnny Depp, and he can cut
Cry
stuff
Baby.
with his hands.
Edward Scissorhands.
Right. She was Kelly Bundy on Married with Children. She's really great.
Christina Applegate.
Yeah. This is not a crocodile, but
10 seconds.
An alligator.
Right. Okay. This is where you put your money in a
ATM.
No, not in a bank. It's in
savings.
They drive trucks. This Got company it. Drive. Wells Fargo.
What? What was I? What?
You put your money in there, and they were Wells Fargo trucks.
What clue is that?
That's what? What? Okay, well, Dan, how would you give the Wells Fargo clue?
Company that just ripped off a ton of people last year.
Yeah, that could be any company. All right, and the one that I couldn't think of anything to give you would have been the Seattle Mariners, and I don't think you would have gotten.
Well, you could have said the place with the Space Needle, and you got to break it down.
Yeah, I know, but I was thrown because you wouldn't have known Mariners, right?
Well, if you would have said something about the ocean or something, I don't know.
What's the final?
Final score, Nick 30, Esmeralda 28.
Mm-hmm. I won.
Mm.
Good battle. All right, well, we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Fly Jams Friday. All right, see you, Esmeralda. News is up next.